Chapter 7 The Lion and the Unicorn. Suddenly, soldiers started running through the forest. First, they came in groups of 2 and 3, then 10 or 20 together, and later in bigger groups. Alice stood behind a tree because she was a little frightened, and she watched them run past. The soldiers kept falling, and soon there were lots of them on the ground. Then some more soldiers on horses came through the trees, and many of those fell down too. Alice walked out of the forest, and she soon found the White King. He was sitting on the ground, and he was writing in a small book.
"I told all the soldiers to come," he told Alice happily. "Did you see them in the forest?"
"Yes, I did," said Alice. "There were a few thousand, I think."
The king looked in his book and he said,
"There are 4,207 soldiers. I couldn't ask all the horses to come because we need 2 for the game of chess. And the 2 messengers didn't come. Both of them went to the town. Look down the road and tell me if you can see 1 or both of them."
Alice looked carefully down the road.
"Yes, somebody's coming, but he's coming very slowly."
The messenger was moving strangely, and he was jumping up and down.
"He's walking like that because he's happy. His name is Hare," said the king. "The other messenger is called Hatter. I need 2 messengers because 1 takes messages and the other brings them."
Then Hare arrived. He was carrying a bag, and he seemed to be very tired.
"I don't feel very well," the king told Hare. "Give me a sandwich."
The messenger opened his bag, took out a sandwich, and gave it to the king. The king ate it very quickly, and then he said,
"Give me another sandwich."
But the messenger did not have any more sandwiches.
"What is happening in the town? Tell me," said the king.
"I'll tell you very quietly," said the messenger,
and he put his mouth very close to the king's ear. Alice felt sad because she wanted to hear the news too. But the messenger did not speak quietly. He shouted loudly,
"The lion and the unicorn are doing it again!"
"You didn't speak quietly. Don't do that again," said the king.
"But what are they doing?" asked Alice.
"They're fighting," replied the king.
"Why is that?" Alice said.
"They're fighting because they want my crown, of course," he said. "Let's go and see."
They started to run, and Alice remembered the words of an old song.
"The lion and the unicorn were fighting for the crown. The lion won the fight that day in town. Some gave them white bread, some gave them brown. Some gave them fruitcake and chased them out of town."
"Does the winner get the crown?" asked Alice.
"No, of course not," said the king. "What a strange idea."
Soon they arrived in the middle of the town. There were lots of creatures there, and Alice could see the lion and the unicorn. they were still fighting. Hatter, the other messenger, was there too, and they stood near him to watch the fight. Hatter was drinking a cup of tea and eating a piece of bread and butter.
"He's very hungry and thirsty because he was in prison until today," said the king quietly.
"The fight is going very well,"
said Hatter between eating and drinking.
"Then will there be white and brown bread soon?" asked Alice.
"It's already here. I'm eating some of it," said Hatter.
The unicorn and the lion stopped fighting then, and the king said,
"You have 10 minutes to eat and drink."
Hare and Hatter gave white and brown bread to everyone. Alice started to eat a piece, but it was very dry. The king then said to Hatter,
"I don't think that they will fight any more today. Go and tell everyone to get ready to shout and chase them."
And Hatter quickly left. A few minutes later, the unicorn came towards them and he said to the king,
"I think that I'm the winner today. Do you agree?"
"You did very well," said the king. "But I think that you hurt the lion a little too much."
"He's fine," said the unicorn.
Then he noticed Alice and he asked,
"What is this?"
"This is a child," answered Hare. "We only found it today."
The unicorn looked very happy and he said,
"I've never seen a child. Is it real?"
"Yes, and it can talk," said Hare.
Alice smiled and said,
"I've never seen a unicorn before. Are you real?"
"Yes, I am. I can see you, and you can see me. We are real," said the unicorn.
"Yes," said Alice. "I think we are."
"Bring the fruitcake," the unicorn told the king. "I don't want to eat brown bread."
"Yes, of course," said the king.
He turned to Hare and he said,
"Open the bag, quickly."
Hare took a large cake out of the bag. He put it on a huge plate and he gave it to Alice to hold. The lion was also with them now. He looked very tired and his eyes were half closed. But then he saw Alice and he said,
"What's this?"
"You'll never guess," said the unicorn. "It's a child."
"Give us some cake then, child," said the lion.
And then he lay down on the ground. The others all sat down together too. Alice sat down near a little river and she started trying to cut the cake into pieces, but it was very difficult.
"I can't do it," she said.
"You don't cut a looking glass cake like that," said the unicorn. "Show it to everyone first, then cut it."
This seemed to be nonsense, but Alice stood up and carried the cake around the group. And when she looked down, the cake was in 3 large pieces.
"Now cut it into pieces," said the lion.
But Alice was now holding an empty plate. How could she cut the cake? The unicorn looked down at his piece of cake and he said,
"Oh, the lion's piece is much bigger than mine."
But then, suddenly, everyone started moving and the shouting began. The shouts were very loud and frightening, and Alice put her hands over her ears. She stood up and jumped across the little river to run away.
If all that loud shouting doesn't chase the unicorn and the lion out of town, she thought, nothing will.